Minister Designate for Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs Samuel Kofi Jamesi says when approved by Parliament, he will set up a college to educate chiefs who adhere to laws and code of ethics. The college will go a long way to help chiefs understand the rudiments of not involving themselves in politics after getting full education on issues pertaining to chieftaincy. This came up after he was quizzed by the Appointments Committee on the role of chiefs in active politics.
It is very, very true, and it's rather unfortunate that some of our eminent chiefs have gone doing what they are not supposed to do. Recently, I think about last week, I read in the newspapers the president of the National House of Chiefs, Dobi Apede, after having his meeting at the National House of Chiefs, asking that some of the chiefs who went astray should be forgiven. I think that what we need to do is actually to educate some of the chiefs. So it is my intention that if I become the minister, I will start what we call a royal college that will give the opportunity to the chiefs to understand some of the laws of this country and adhere to them. Secondly, there is a book I have here, National House of Chiefs, Code of Royal Ethics for Chiefs, which is written and signed by Professor Nabila. If I become the minister, I'll make sure that every chief in this country gets hold of this Code of Ethics book. It is so well written that if you're a chief and you read this book and you adhere to all the points, I think you'll be one of the best chiefs. So these are some of the things I'll do.
Did we hear the nominee promise a royal college of school and classes lessons for teachers? Is that the case?
Yes. I'm saying so because during the time of my honorable minister, S.K. Boafo, something like that was started, where chiefs will meet, sometimes MPs, sometimes the attorney general, other ministers will actually tell them and school them on some of the laws of this country. It started, but along the line, it couldn't continue. I want to continue with that.
So you are not setting up a school called the Royal College. You intend to give chiefs lifelong education. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Or you set up a college in Kumasi or Accra for purpose of education?
Mr. Chairman, college doesn't mean I'm going to build a school. It's a program that will be offered the chiefs. Yes.
He also pledged to increase allowances to chiefs and queen mothers. Yarva declined to mention how much will be given to the chiefs and queen mothers should there be an increase.
As we speak, it is better for me to put this in the public domain that a paramount chief, as at now, takes only 500 Ghana cedis, whilst a queen mother takes 350 Ghana cedis a month as an allowance. We believe that is inadequate, but it all depends on the budget and availability of funds. But it is my belief that it is inadequate, and if funds are available, we should try and enhance or increase that money, as has been done by the previous government. Yes.
Chairman, will the nominee give an indication how much he intends to enhance those allowances for chiefs and queen mothers? You can give us a range. Maybe those at 500 can now expect 1,000. Those at 300 can expect 600. Do you have a range? Because the budget for 2017 is being prepared so that you can put some smiles on the faces of our sacrificing chiefs and queen mothers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will consult the Minister of Finance so that we see the way forward.
Mr. Jamesi also disputed criticisms that the chieftaincy institution has lost its value. According to him, the institution is still vibrant as before.
I don't share that view. The chieftaincy institution is a very revered one. It has been reversed all these years. And I'm very sure that even we politicians, if we visit our constituencies and we meet our chiefs, we give the necessary respects that are due. And if you look at the chieftaincy institution, the way it is now, we are trying to focus it to be more of trying to help this country also in wealth creation. So for me, it is a very, very important institution that can enhance our way of life, our culture, our tradition. A nation without culture is no nation. So it is very important. And the chiefs are the abbots of culture. They are the ones who all the time remind us of who we are. So it is very important that the chieftaincy institution be assisted to grow.
He also pledged to abolish outmoded cultural practices which hinder development, especially female genital mutilation.
Already at the ministry, there is a research department of the ministry that deals with cultures and traditions that are outmoded and need to be done away with. So there's a lot of research on those practices, and I've read a lot about them, but it has not been implemented yet. So I know that if I'm given the nod and I get there, I will make sure that I will read and understand very well those portions of the tradition that the research department is saying are outmoded and get them out. And those ones that we think we can encourage, we surely encourage them.
Chairman, I probably will come with a follow-up. So your research findings and readings, what is outmoded in your findings?
I am saying that there's a research department at the ministry. For example, what my honorable MP said about the female genital mutilation is also part of it. And as I said, if I'm given the nod and I go there, I'll make sure that those outmoded traditions, customs and practices are done away with. Because that gives us the opportunity to move forward.
Minister Designate for Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs, Samuel Kofi Jameshi.